And welcome to another episode of PR Not BS with me, Fiona Scott. I hope you're having a great day, a great week, a great month, whatever you're doing, wherever you are listening to this. Today I'm joined by a good friend of mine. His name's Mike Rees, and boy, have we got a tale to tell you today. And every now and then I do something for free because I think it's the right thing to do. 4 years ago, in 2021, I supported a chap called Mike Rees, a former police officer and also a businessman, when he stood to be the independent candidate for Wiltshire Police and Crime Commissioner. We came so close as a team to winning that, and we're going for it again. So I'm really thrilled to introduce you to Mike Rees.
Good afternoon, Fiona. Nice to see you again.
Brilliant to see you too. Now, Mike, why are you going for this role again?
That's a very good question. After the last election in 2021, we came so close. We beat the Labour candidate, the Lib Dem candidate, and we were only within 2,500 votes of the Conservative candidate, Mr. Wilkinson, who eventually became the PCC. And we did that on a very limited budget, with a massive amount of support, and it just showed to me that people either were fed up with politicians or felt that this role shouldn't be taken by a politician, or a mixture of both. I'll be honest, it wasn't a completely pleasant experience. There was a lot of unpleasant things in the campaign that happened to me and to my family. It was tough to deal with. But we got through it. We had some good fun along the way. And I must be honest, after that election, I said I'd never do it again. And it has been on my mind in recent months, because I knew it was coming up. A lot of people have been contacting me, asking me to go for it again, which is easy for them to say. They're not the ones putting their heads in the firing line. But I suppose what finally inspired me was seeing David Tully up in Rochdale in the recent election that was won by George Galloway. A complete independent with no previous political experience put himself up for election and came a very close second, much like myself. And that said to me, maybe the time is right. Everybody's fed up with politicians. Everybody's fed up with the corruption, the lies, the deceit. And where this government really has taken the country, which isn't a great place, if we're honest. And certainly policing should have no political influence. So I'm thinking to myself, maybe we could do this with public support, get someone who is not influenced by politics, has no political background or agenda, no allegiance to any party. And I remember what David Tully said was, all I wanted to do was some good for my local community. And I thought to myself, do you know what, that's exactly what I'm trying to do. And he came close to winning that. So I thought, well, maybe we are in with a shout. So after some discussion with friends and my wife, I just thought, yeah, why not? Let's do it.
I mean, for me, when we started working together, because I didn't know you before, it was a new thing. I have dealt with politicians a lot in my career, but not on the campaign side. And it was a real eye-opener. But we did have some fun along the way, didn't we? We didn't mind being a bit disruptive, did we, Mike?
No. And you've got to make it fun, because it is a really intense experience, and a lot more intense than I'd anticipated, a lot harder work. Bearing in mind, you're trying to juggle your day job as well. I run a business and I'm fairly hands-on. I don't just sit in the background. I run a boxing club in the evenings, so trying to fit this in with that was really hard. And some of the abuse you got from people you'd never met before, I found that difficult as well, because I don't take abuse very well. And I won't take it this time, I'll be honest, if they want to start.
We've already seen over the weekend, haven't we, some people trying to find their way to us, Mike, with very weird names. What was the one we had over the weekend? Valerie Bias.
Valerie Bias, V-biased, yeah. So, come on, think a bit harder than that, will you? If you want to try and infiltrate, come up with something better. It's but, just embarrassing. You're embarrassing yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But why in the first place would you want to stand? I mean, back in 2021, what prompted you then? Was it one particular thing or a number of things?
I was waiting for an independent to stand because this should not be a role that's politically influenced. As a former police officer, I mean, I've been retired 10 years now and doing other things, but the British Police Service, I would say at one time, was the best in the world or amongst the best in the world. Now, after what the governments, successive governments have done over the last, I don't know, 10 to 15 years, I think they've destroyed the police service and it's almost laughable now. And the public aren't getting a good service. I think almost every PCC within the country is a conservative. And that's not to berate conservatives, but any political, but it just shouldn't be politics influencing the policing without fear or favour. You know, it should be completely neutral, no political agenda, and serving the local communities. So in absence of anyone else putting their hands up, I think I mentioned previously, last time I did it, I joked as I left the police, the day I left the police service, I said, don't worry, I'll be back as the PCC. And
and you very nearly were.
I very nearly did come back as the PCC. But yeah, in the absence of anyone else putting their hands up, someone's got to try and stop this because it's not working. I don't actually think there should be a PCC. I think oversight of the police service, your local police service, should be done by the public, not sort of people who live in. I know we had the old police authority, but a lot of that was, without being disrespectful, well-to-do people who lived in big houses. You know, they weren't representative of the whole community of Wiltshire. It should be, oversight should be with the public. Can't see that happening. So the next best thing is an independent candidate. And that's why I'm putting my hand up.
So if we come to our community then of Wiltshire, what's going wrong specifically with the police? Because I know you talk to a lot of police officers in Wiltshire itself. What are the issues?
There isn't enough. That's the bottom line. There isn't enough. There's too much self-policing, and I know we've had problems recently with serving police officers, not necessarily in Wiltshire, but around the country. You all know about the Wayne Cousins case and others like that. Yes, those absolutely need to be policed, but there's so much self-policing of even talking out of line now. You know, you could find yourself in hot water, and you're tying. They're frightened to speak. They're frightened to speak to each other. They're frightened to say the wrong thing in public. They don't get supported when they're doing their job. You know, the slightest complaint they get, you know, that's got to go. However, there's a big issue with funding. There's too much political spin from the leadership. I've been reading the estate strategy this week and various other documents. It's all spin. It's all portrayed in a positive manner. But when you scratch beneath the surface, and I'm going to talk about that in future posts on Facebook once I've get the bureaucratic process out of the way of getting nominated, there's so many problems. Leadership is a problem. They're demoralized, they're frightened to do their job properly, they're not supported in the public, and I can understand reasons why. People can't get through to report things. They get frustrated. You know, crimes aren't investigated. So I went to a council meeting recently with certain officers said, that's not our job to investigate. And you thought, you're a police officer. Of course it's your job. So there's a whole raft of issues that need to be dealt with. And
I think as a Wiltshire resident, we live in Swindon and we have a big police station on one side of Swindon. But we don't seem to have a presence or a hub of police officers across the county, so that they don't feel very visible to me.
No, public access to the policing has just been destroyed over the years. You know, police stations closing, even my local police station at Malmesbury is closed. You've got police officers working in council offices. It doesn't work. You know, the council staff don't like it. It's not ideal for the police officers to be discussing stuff in front of council staff and vice versa. Police station's just been closed. The whole thing... I was in Spain recently on holiday, and wherever you go, there's a big police station, and it makes you feel safe. I thought that... I feel quite reassured there's a big police station here, you know. Even in a small town like Fuengirola, there was probably three or four large police stations. And we haven't got that in the UK, or certainly not in Wiltshire. You know, it's all been downgraded, demoralised, and the public access is more and more difficult. And that doesn't help relationships with the public.
Would it concern you, were you to win, how would you avoid getting sucked into, do you think, Mike, that apparatus, that spin, that just trying to make sure that, you know, you're always saying the right thing? How do you reckon you get around that, though?
Always saying the right thing, why not say the truth? Why not just say the truth? And that's a big problem with police leadership at the minute. They put a positive spin on things. In my view, they apologise for things they shouldn't be apologising for. And as the PCC, the role of the PCC is to hold the police to account. As a former officer, I'm listening to the same spin I was listening to 10 years ago. The public might not see through it, but I'm in a position to see through it because I know what lies beneath that spin.
So would that mean, say, if we'd lost across Wiltshire 10 police stations, large or small, and you got in and found that there simply wasn't the money even to bring two back, would you just tell people that?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, why lie? Why? I don't see the purpose in lying. People would probably appreciate being told the truth. And if there isn't the money there, then there's a bigger problem. That's the money that's coming from the government. And that's what needs to be fought for, is more funding. Not just in Wiltshire, but in policing in general, and the justice system. The whole thing needs more investment. Very similar to the NHS, any other public service. They've got to understand, if you want people to feel safe, you want your crimes investigated, to have an efficient police service, you have to invest in it. And if you don't invest in it, nothing's going to change. And I'm not saying that if I got elected, I'd be able to change that, but I'll give it a good go.
Mm. So what people can expect from you is honesty, and, you know, and if the news is bad, you're going to give it to the public straight that this is a situation we're in.
I think the public would prefer to hear the truth rather than spin. So be straight with them.
So what would you say to anyone listening to this as you're about to submit your paperwork and commit £5,000 of your own money in order to register as a candidate? What would you say to them, and how could they find you to show their support?
Okay. All I'd say to them is, I have been offered money for this campaign. If you were going for a job as an engineer or anything, would you spend money to get that job? No, you wouldn't. I'm putting myself up here for a job that I'm willing to do. It's not about the money. I don't want to spend money or other people's money to get that job. I'm here that if you want a change from politicians, if you want someone who understands policing and what is a good service to the public, then you need someone who's been involved in that. A lot of people said you can't have an ex-cop. You can't have an ex-cop as a PCC. They'll be too biased towards the police. That's not true. That's not true. I know what a good service is. I know what a bad service is. I'm a member of the public now, and I have been for 10 years, and I've seen some horrendous service from the police, and it grieves me. It really grieves me as a former officer to see that service not being performed well. That's a lot down to leadership. There are some really, really good people within the police service. There have been some very, very poor leaders in recent years within Wiltshire Police. I'm not going to say too much about that. And hopefully that will be turned around. But what they can expect from me is someone who's definitely going to work for the local community and try and get the Wiltshire Police serving the Wiltshire public in a far better manner than it is currently.
So on Facebook, where can people find you, Mike? Where's the best place?
So I've got a Facebook page, which is Mike Rees, Independent Candidate for PCC Wiltshire. You can message me through that page. Okay, so last time I had a website and all that, but again, I'm not going to spend that money. I'll be totally honest, I'm not going to spend that money. I've got to spend £5,000 of my own money to enter the race, which, you know, I'm not overly happy about that because I do risk losing it, but discussed it with my wife and we've just thought, let's try and do this and try and make a change. If we make a change, brilliant. If we don't get elected, then I'm still busy enough in my life to get on and enjoy it.
Brilliant. Well, thank you for that, Mike. So just to reiterate, you can find Mike's page on Facebook. You can message him there if you've got any questions that you want to ask. And you will be hearing and seeing a lot of Mike over the next few weeks. Thanks, Mike, and thanks, everyone, for listening. That's it for today, folks. I really hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Please support Mike in all that he's trying to do. And I'll speak to you again soon.